on the one hand, who can disagree with getting more information about what kinds of vehicles are out there and so forth? Well, I'm not sure that's the highest priority for thinking about this stuff. Also, on the one hand, I think it would be a good idea to get some sort of one-stop shopping site where contracting and program folks from agencies can see what kinds of vehicles from outside their agency are available to them, and some feeling of, you know, of labor rates, other terms and conditions, so forth, to make it easier to do comparison shopping. And all of that I agree with. On the other hand, I don't agree with the underlying philosophy that's out there that suggests that we have to avoid, quote-unquote, duplication or, quote-unquote, overlap on these contracts. To me, another word for duplication and overlap is competition.
Yeah.
We have duplication and overlap among toothpaste brands or brands of cars. That's competition, and it spurs better results for customers. And I think that as a philosophical matter, I am in favor of there being more than one government-wide vehicle available to agencies, because I think that's going to produce better prices and better service.
That's been part of the argument, is there is a cost to this. We know there is a cost to this because contractors have to try and get on all these contracts. That costs money. That gets passed along to the... So there's no disagreement that this does cost money. The question is whether it's out of whack, whether it costs too much money than the benefits that come out of it.
Yeah, I guess I'd say two things, Chris. One is that, again, competition for toothpaste or cars costs money. Each of the car and toothpaste companies has a separate corporate headquarters, separate management, separate marketing expenses, et cetera, and we generally believe that those costs are worth it to get competition. Now, not necessarily. We have mergers in the private sector that save administrative costs. So it's not. I'm not in favor of necessarily of unlimited numbers of GWACs. But if you take the GWACs, there are not very many out there.
Right.
You have,
because those have to be approved by OFPP.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And the number out there of GWACs is extremely limited. You have the two GWACs NIH runs, CIOSP and their ECS or whatever it's called, their hardware contract. You have GSA has some GWACs, and then of course the GSA schedules, and you have NASA SUP. There's not a lot of GWACs out there. I don't see it's. I mean, it's not like running wild. I think a lot of the contractors have been objecting to each individual agency doing its own agency-wide contract, and so said, why don't they just piggyback on the GWACs? And I think there's a case for that, but it's not. I mean, GWACs are not running wild right now.
We talked to Greg Rothwell about this issue, of course, the former chief procurement officer at Homeland Security. He was there when they created the Eagle contract, which DHS largely uses now. And he said, yeah, I get that there's costs to this, but there are also needs that DHS had and, frankly, responsibilities. In the end, he was the guy that people came to if something didn't work. And he said, I can't outsource that responsibility. I have to do this because it helps DHS get its job done better. Does that seem reasonable?
It certainly seems plausible. I wouldn't want to second guess an agency's decision if they have good reason for it. I guess the worry would be some sort of, you know, just empire building or whatever. But I can certainly imagine that in DHS's case, they did have good reasons. I am mainly concerned to keep in place this relatively limited number of government-wide vehicles that agencies have available that put competitive pressures both on each other, put competitive pressures on GSA, and provide a source of competition to contracts within the agency. So I think all those sources of competition are good. I mean, GSA did not do a better job of serving customers back in the 80s when it had a monopoly.
Yeah. And that's the case for competition, is that out of this competition, GSA is better, Soup's better. Eagle is forced to perform better because if Eagle doesn't, DHS's Eagle doesn't do its job, then they can go to one of these other contracts.
Right, exactly. And we've seen that. And we've seen that most dramatically in bringing down, you know, the funding fees on these things. I am hopeful, but here GAO is right. We don't have enough information that this is also, there's also some competition on getting labor hour rates down and so forth. I mean, the GAO report sort of points out that the labor hour rates are not the same on all of these GWACs. Well, the price of Crest and Colgate isn't the same necessarily either. I'd be afraid that if there were a monopoly, yeah, we'd see one price, but it would be the highest of the existing prices, yeah, not the lowest of the existing prices.
And at some point, agencies have to make the decision, am I getting value for what I'm paying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess one, you know, message I really want to leave with our community and with your listeners is that whenever somebody says to you, we need to eliminate duplication and overlap, which is said, senators are saying this all the time. This idea is really out there. Another name for quote-unquote duplication and overlap is competition. There is duplication and overlap between Crest and Colgate, between GM and Toyota, et cetera, et cetera.
And we've seen that over the time. I mean, the schedules contract perhaps being one of the better examples where, talk about something that has driven down prices. People now use schedule prices almost as their starting point for negotiation.
Right, which is as it should be. And it's actually interesting, you know, I did a blog on this. The comments I got in pretty much uniformly agreed with my point of view and said, don't reestablish monopolies here.
Any caution as, because there's a lot of discussion about OFPP maybe reining some of these things in, you would say tread lightly?
Absolutely. So we don't have so many of these now. Don't get rid of the ones we have now.